Let's start by asking you all a question. How many of you search the internet on a regular basis? Show of hands. Okay. How many of you know what it means to Google something? Okay, that's good. And how many of you would rather use MapQuest than an actual map? How many of you refuse to use a map no matter what? Okay. Well, God has called my wife and I into an exciting new mission field. The Great Commission tells us to go into all the world. What we've discovered is the internet is a growing and expanding part of the world. Statistics are showing that by the end of this year, over 1 billion people will be searching the internet each day. That's a tremendous amount of people. And one of the greatest advantages of the internet is that more and more people in foreign countries are learning English, and that people can visit English Christian websites and get a gospel presentation that they can understand. A little bit about ourselves before we go more into our ministry. My name is Shay Hoodman. My wife, who's running the PowerPoints, Melissa. We both graduated from Calvary Bible College. I graduated in 1998 from the Bible College and 2001 from the seminary. We've been married for 7.5 years, and we just moved to Colorado Springs in March, and we're absolutely loving it here. I grew up in Grand Junction, Colorado, so it was a blessing for me to get back to God's country. Well, after I graduated from seminary, I've been praying for a long time about what exactly God wanted me to do with my life. I knew He was calling me to full-time ministry, but I had really no idea what it was. I've considered being a youth pastor, a senior pastor, associate pastor, Christian school teacher. And every time I would send in an application or inquire, God seemed to shut the door. So Melissa and I just started praying, "Lord, I know You don't want Christians to be inactive, so give me something to do." And let me just warn you ahead of time, be very careful whenever you pray that to the Lord, because He will definitely give you something to do. He gave us the vision of just creating a Christian website where someone could come and visit the site and ask a Bible question, something that's on their mind, that we could research it and answer it. Well, at the time, I envisioned this being just a hobby, something I would do in the evening, maybe one or two questions a night, no big deal. Well, within a month, we were starting to get 30 to 40 questions a day. And what we discovered was there's a huge need for something like this. How many of you have ever had a question that you really want to know the answer to, but maybe weren't comfortable asking your pastor? Or something that, I don't know how many times we get someone asked a question, is I've always wondered about this, but I've never had the nerve to ask someone. And that's part of the need. Another need is there's just a lot of people, especially young people, who just love spending hours and hours and hours on the internet searching for all kinds of things. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are a lot of very bad things on the internet. And so it is a mission field combating false doctrine, false teaching, and other things. So again, the greatest things about the internet, it makes filling the Great Commission so simple, similar to how in the first century, Greek was spoken almost throughout the entire world. So the New Testament was written in Greek. Everyone could read and understand it. Today, English, not to that same extent, but similarly, most people in foreign countries learn English as a second language. And so you're able to reach a lot of people even through just an English website. The mission statement of Got Questions Ministries is Got Questions Ministries seeks to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ by providing biblical, applicable, and timely answers to spiritually related questions through an internet presence. And that's what keeps us in focus. We launched the website in February of 2002. And since that time, we've answered, as of, I think this is Friday's number, 41,807 questions. And that's just people who've come to the site and actually submitted a question that we've sent them an email. It's not counting all the other visitors to the site, which we will get to later. And we are now averaging about 85 per day. So every single month, our numbers get bigger and bigger and bigger as more people find our site and start asking us questions. I just want to quickly describe the process of how it works. You visit the website, www.gotquestions.org, and you type in your email address, which is jeff@gracebiblechurch.org. Submit your question. Does God exist? Now, I'm pretty sure Jeff knows the answer to this question. Otherwise, he wouldn't be your pastor here. But he submits it. It comes to us in an email. We'll research the question, answer it, and email it back to them. They'll get an email that answers their question and recommends further ways they can research it, a good book to buy, any other, if they ask us, like, what's a good church to attend, we'll try to find a church in the area, or so forth. So this is what we're doing, averaging about 85 a day, where we send out just emails to people who've submitted a question. Now, you're probably wondering, how in the world do I and Melissa answer 85 questions a day? Well, thankfully, as we've grown, we've come into contact with other people who have a love for the Lord, love for His Word, and love to write. And so we've slowly but surely built a team of writers. I'll be presenting a little bit more about the opportunity later. As of right now, we have 55 volunteer writers who help us. Some of them answer 3 or 4 questions a day. Some answer 1 per week. But through that, the whole team, is how this gets accomplished. So real quickly, how you navigate through the website. We tried to break it down in the simplest way so people could find their answers online already. So we decided the easiest way to break it down by the different categories. For example, questions about God, questions about Jesus Christ, questions about the Holy Spirit. There's a sections of different articles on the website where someone can come and hopefully they have a question. Why is the virgin birth important, for example? That would be under questions about Jesus Christ. So we try to make it really easy to find. And our questions about Jesus Christ page, this lists several common questions that we get. Is Jesus God? What is Christology? What is the passion of Christ? Did Jesus have brothers and sisters? So forth. These are questions that we get over and over again. They click on one of those links, it takes them to the next page, which is an actual answer to the article. One of the interesting things that we most frequently get asked in relation to our ministry is, how do people find you on the internet? Well, there are 2 primary ways to get yourself located on the internet. You can do advertising. You can put advertising banners on other sites. You can spam people emails. Obviously, we don't want to do any of that because everyone hates spam. Everyone hates all these ads that are blinking all over the place. So the other way, you can advertise your site so that if someone goes to Google, which is the most popular search engine, types in, say, Bible questions, you can pay so that your site is listed very highly. And that's one of the ways that we reach people. The reason we decided to do it this way is there is a website, BibleQuestions.org, that is run by a very liberal Methodist church in Denver. And they do a very similar ministry to they do, but they give very poor answers. I went and tested them once. How can I know for sure I go to heaven when I die? And they gave me a list of 10 things I had to do in order to be saved. So obviously we want our site to be listed ahead of those, so people are coming to our site and getting the truth of the gospel rather than false teaching. And the other way to get your sites highly listed is there are tricks of the trade and how to get a website listed highly. If you'll notice on this Is Jesus God page, for example, over 1,000 people each month search for Is Jesus God, and that's just in one of the major search engines. So it's probably closer to 5,000 to 10,000 people who are searching for this. Well, if you keep repeating the same phrase over and over again in your text, Is Jesus God, the search engine will look at that page and say, hey, this page is about Is Jesus God. So when you type in Is Jesus God, your site will be listed, hopefully somewhere near the top. How many of you who may search the internet regularly will go past the second or third page of the search engine? Usually you want your stuff to be on the first page. So that's just a real quick, very brief, simple explanation of how people find us on the internet. The most exciting part of the presentation tonight is just the statistics of what God's doing through our ministry. Currently, so stats for just 2004, we've had over 530,000 unique visitors. That is different people who have visited the website and either asked us the question or found their answer online, or they may have browsed one page and they have browsed 50 pages. Of those 530,000 visitors, they viewed 1,700,000 pages. Right now we have about 700 pages, different articles on topics published online, and these have been viewed almost 2 million times. This year, so far, we've answered 20,500 questions. Been very, very busy. The most exciting part is on our webpage, we have 8 pages that are specifically designed to present the gospel. We have a page, God Eternal Life. We have, what is the plan of salvation? We have, what is the Roman road to salvation? And why do I need to pray a sinner's prayer? Gospel presentation is based on things that people are searching for. Well, so far this year, 21,258 people have visited one of our gospel presentation pages. And of those 21,000, 603 people have indicated they received Christ through what they read on our website. Obviously, we're on the internet. We have no idea how many of those are genuine. But the very fact that if 21,000 people visit the site, only 600 people click on the button, I think that's a good indicator. And also, when they indicate that I received Christ, it takes them to the second page where we ask for their name and address so that we can send them. There's an excellent little booklet by Woodrow Kroll called 10 First Steps for the New Christian. This tells them you need to get baptized, you need to find a good Bible-teaching church, you need to find Christian friends and so forth. It gives them good steps on how to grow spiritually. And approximately 60% of the people who indicate they receive Christ go to the next step and actually order the booklet. And so that is a blessing when we get their names, we're able to contact them more. We try to recommend, there's church finders on the internet. You can type in your address and it'll find a Baptist church, a Bible church, some good solid church in their area for them to attend. Just as an example, one of our most popular gospel presentation pages, God Eternal Life. This kind of goes along with the whole got milk, got questions, got eternal life. Thousands of people each month visit the site and read through it. And praise the Lord for that. And as I mentioned before, with internet being a worldwide phenomenon, here are just some of the countries that we've had people indicate they receive Christ and then go ahead and order the booklet. Of course, the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, India, Nigeria, Malaysia, South Africa, St. Lucia, which I don't even know where that is, Ecuador, the United Arab Emirates, Namibia, Philippines, China, and Sri Lanka. All over the world, people are able to access the internet, able to find the website, and able to hear the gospel. You're probably wondering, I hope you are at least, that's what I'm going to talk about next, what are the most frequent questions that you're asked on the website? This is just a quick teaser. We have the top 20 that are posted online, so you can go check those out. These are just some of the ones that were asked most frequently. You'll notice some of these are very important issues. Some of these are not so important issues. Can women serve as pastors? What does the Bible say about homosexuality? I'm guessing this is usually teenagers. Should a Christian get a tattoo or a body piercing? Can a Christian lose his or her salvation? What does the Bible say about interracial marriage? Who is Cain's wife? What does the Bible say about suicide? And do pets go to heaven? What is God's view on divorce and remarriage? And is the gift of speaking in tongues for today? Each of these questions we've been asked, I'm guessing at least 1,000 times each. I mean, it's amazing. Every day, over and over again, people either don't find them online or want a personal response, so they keep asking the same questions, and we're glad to answer them. Just as a quick example, heard a few chuckles with the do pets go to heaven. And the first time I got asked that question, I got a little chuckle. Was like, does anyone really care about that? Well, one time someone submitted that question to us, and we took the time and researched it. Gave sent them a very caring answer. They wrote back to us and said, I visited several Christian websites and submitted this question to each of them. You're the only one who responded to me. And because you responded to me, I looked through your site, I read your gospel presentation page, and I committed my life to the Lord. So through something as insignificant, this lady went into more details. I think she was retired on her own, and she had a beloved cat who passed away. And she was just curious, will I see my cat in heaven? And we give a caring, very caring, sensitive answer to that. And because of that, she was interested in our ministry and came back and came to the Lord. So her cat dying essentially resulted in her salvation, and we were blessed to just be a part of that. So we take every question seriously. We get some questions I seriously doubt the person is genuine, but that's not my decision to make. They ask us a question, we do our best to answer it. I just wanted to share a couple of things that other people have said about our ministry. I hope most of you have heard of Dr. Woodrow Kroll. He's the president of Back to the Bible Ministries. He visited our site one day and decided to send us an email. said, God is pleased when you have questions. He's even more pleased when you discover the right answers. God has not been silent, but has graciously provided answers for your most difficult questions in His Word. I recommend you find God's answers at gotquestions.org. It's quick, it's easy, and it's accurate. And even more importantly to me, we have a page of testimonials of people who visited the site and has been blessed by an answer that we've given. And these are just a couple. Your website was instrumental in my decision to submit myself to Jesus Christ. I had questions and God has answers. Thank you very much for your prayers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I've never had my questions explained and answered so well. It's obvious you really took time to think about it and explain it. I thank God for this ministry. And every time we get one of those, it makes it all worth it. Sometimes we get caught up in debating with an atheist or trying to defend the Bible against attacks from skeptics, and it gets discouraging sometimes. And then one of these will come in and say, thank you so much, you've meant so much to me, and that just makes it all worth it. God is very faithful in sending those little thank yous exactly when we need them the most. Well, the question I hope you're asking now, so how can I help with this ministry? Well, I'm glad you asked. First of all, we have some little web cards, basically just a business card. It says, got questions? The Bible has answers. We'll find them for you. www.gotquestions.org. A lot of people use these almost as a little track. You just give them to someone at the tip at a meal or a friend who's always asking your questions that you know the answer to, or you can leave them in restrooms. You can do whatever you want with them. Very non-threatening. And we have about 1,000 of those with us tonight, and we'd be very happy if we went home with zero. So see us after the service. We'd be happy to hand these out. Secondly, your prayers. Our writers are very much under spiritual attack. We deal with a lot of difficult situations, a lot of counseling issues. Just pray that we'd have wisdom in answering questions and continuing to manage this ministry as the Lord would have us. Third, apply to serve as a volunteer writer. If you visit our website, on the left, there's a Serve With Us link. If you click on that, you do a quick little application form. We do this, we ask for the person to indicate that they agree with our statement of faith, which is in 100% agreement with Grace Bible Church. We ask that they're a born-again Christian, and we ask that they agree that their answers that are submitted are subject to our approval. And if, after that process, we send them an email asking, can you please send us your testimony, how you came to know the Lord, and we ask them to answer a test question because we want to gauge, can this person answer questions using the Bible? And so we're very strict. We have 55 volunteer writers right now, and we could always use more. So if any of you were interested in something like that, you can talk to us afterwards, or you can visit the website. And fourth, gotquestions.org, as with any other Christian ministry, needs finances to survive. Our monthly budget is $2,500. That pays for my full-time salary and plus all the taxes, the ministry expenses, and everything. It's a very tight budget. If any of you feel led of the Lord to support or have any questions about that, again, please see us afterwards, and we'd be glad to give you any information you need. And there are also options online to give support. So now, I guess I am supposed to be answering any questions that you have. I may turn some of the questions over to Pastor Jeff, or if I do not know the answer, I will just tell you to go to the website and submit them, because then I'll have a little more time. But first, any questions about the ministry in general? Not specifically any Bible questions, but just any.
When you submit a question, someone submits a question, you send an auto response?
We don't. At one time, we looked at doing that, but it got to the. Okay, I'm sorry. His question was, if someone submits a question, do we send an automatic response to them, letting them know that we received their question? We are in the process of automating a lot of the stuff we do. That is definitely something I'd like to do, because a lot of times we get someone who submits a question, and they type in their email address wrong. So we assign that to a writer. They spend a couple hours researching it and answering it. They email it back, and it's a bad address. That's very discouraging. Obviously, we don't tell the writer that, because we're just grateful for their work. But that is definitely something we would like to do. As I said, we're in the process of automating, because as we continue to grow and grow, we're either going to need to hire additional people or get me cloned. But there's an answer about that on the website. So I don't know about that. But good question. Thank you. Any other
questions or answers on the website that people can research and just find?
We have, there's a lot of general pages, different pages about us, different things. I don't know the exact count, but I guess of our 700 pages online, probably about 600 to 625 are actual articles on a question that has been asked. Questions as simple as, how can I grow as a Christian, to the most in-depth theological term that I didn't even know what it was until I had the opportunity to research it. So, yeah, about 625 articles. Okay. That is one of the reasons we moved to Colorado Springs, is, as you know, the city is for some reason kind of the mecca of Christian ministries. I mean, there's several great Christian ministries here in town. Our office is actually located within the office of All About God Ministries, which you may have heard of, but it's another internet ministry that does something fairly similar to what we do. We work very closely with them. We answer some of the questions they receive. They help us. They've taught us a lot about the search engine positioning, how to get your website located. It's really hard to get your name out. These big ministries like Focus on the Family, I've talked to several people there, and they seem very excited about what's going on, but they have so much stuff they're already doing that it's really hard to get your foot in the door. So we're definitely open to serving alongside like-minded ministries, but that's not something the Lord has developed very much at this point. Thank you. Yes. Especially when after a writer first starts, we review their answers very closely. But say there's some people that I went to Bible college with, or for example, if Pastor Jeff were to volunteer as a writer, which I hope he will, but no pressure or anything. But once I get to know a writer, I know he's theologically sound, and I don't require the answers for me to agree personally with them 100%, as long as I believe the answer is biblically based and is a valid interpretation of that particular scripture issue, I will go ahead and send them out, unless I have a strong issue with it, and then the writer. But all answers are sent back to us before they're sent out. Because as you know, we probably get between 20 to 30 emails a day that are someone sending us a virus or someone sending us a rude or very angry email, and we don't want to expose our writers to that, so we're kind of the filter in between. Someone submits a question, we send it out, they send it back, and then we send it out. That way our writers are protected from that sort of exposure. Excellent question, thank you.
Are you getting any questions about Islam in the world right now?
Depends on world events. Every once in a while, if I go through and look at the pages we have saved, we have all 41,000 articles, answers that are written, saved in this huge database. I can tell, for example, when the war in Iraq started. I can tell when the gay marriage issue exploded in the news, because we just get questions over and over again. Especially when the war in Iraq started this last time. We got a lot of questions about what is Islam? What do Muslims believe? Why do Muslims hate Jews? Those type of questions. So yes, current events drive a lot of our things. When the Passion of the Christ movie came out, we were just getting inundated with questions about the movie, about whether this particular scene is biblical and so forth. And so we created a whole new page on questions about the Passion of the Christ movie. And so we try to answer all the questions, because it can get overwhelming. So thank you. Okay. When someone submits a question, the second page comes up and says, you should receive your answer in 2 to 7 days. That's a lot longer than it usually takes us. Any of the questions that are repeats, for example, exactly the same thing as we already have online, those are usually sent back within 24 hours. Almost all answers are sent out within 4 days. But we tell them 7 days in case there's a problem with the writer, it takes them longer to research it and so forth. But almost always less than 5 days. Excellent questions. Anyone else? Okay, the part I'm not really looking forward to. Any general Bible questions? Anything? Maybe you saw one of the answers up there. Obviously, in the time limit, I can't go into depth on anything. But any questions that you do have, like I said, my excuse may be, please visit the website and we'll be happy to answer it there. But, okay. If the fish survive the flood. Okay. Okay. The question is, did fish survive the flood? For example, if the entire world is flooded with water, how would the saltwater fish survive in freshwater? How would the freshwater fish survive in saltwater? We get the question sometimes, did God only allow two of each type of fish to survive the flood? Did Noah have a fishbowl on the ark? You know, I'm definitely not a scientist. I know we have several writers who are very knowledgeable in creation apologetics, creation evolution issues, and they will say that more than likely the fish were able to locate areas of the world where the water was of a type that they could survive. So more than likely, God did not destroy all of the fish life other than two of each kind. He very well could have, but whatever the case, we know we still have fish today, so somehow the fish survived. But again, that's the creationism is not my specialty, so that's my best stab at that one. Thank you, though. Okay, go ahead. And thank you for very good questions.
Hey, I really appreciate this. This means we don't have to have a open session. Pastor will answer your questions tonight. There are hardly any questions out there. This works out great. Shay, you have something else you want to close up with?
Just very quickly again. Any questions that you didn't feel comfortable submitting tonight, please submit them at the website. It's www.gotquestions.org. If any of you would love or think you might be interested in writing, again, you can see us afterwards or visit the website. Any questions afterwards, please feel free to see us. And again, we have about 1,000 of these little business cards. We'd love to leave here with zero. So again, thank you, Jeff, for the opportunity to share. And God bless you all.
All right. Shay, thank you. Appreciate the ministry that they have and obviously the impact that it has had. And let me encourage your participation in a number of different fronts. Those of you who are students of the Word and are wanting to grow, there's no better way to grow than to volunteer yourself as one of these question answerers to get some of those questions, have to study them out and be able to present a biblical answer. I mean, I hope some of you are even thinking right now, OK, biblically, how would I answer the question about the fish kind of thing and go to Scripture and find out what it had to say? Because, you know, there really is a pretty clear answer there. I'm not going to go into it right now. But if you go into Genesis, there's a pretty clear answer of who was destroyed in that flood. So a great way for you to grow individually is to be prepared to answer these kind of questions. The other thing is, be sure to take some of these cards and hand them out to anyone and everyone. Get the word out to anybody that you possibly can. When you're having discussions, and as you're having some sort of discussion, and maybe it's not going well, you know, you can say to someone, a fellow student, or someone who is at work, you can say, you know something, we may not be able to talk about this in all the detail right now, but here's a really good website that answers some of the questions about the Bible, and give that to them as a resource to follow up. You know that this is a site which will give orthodox, solid Bible answers, and I've gone to the site myself. I've really appreciated the answers that are there, and I think that this is a tremendous resource and a blessing. So participate by volunteering and teaching or volunteering to answer some of the questions. That will help you as much as it will help anyone else. You're going to really grow from doing that. Participate by getting the word out and by referring people to that particular site. Participate by going there yourself and getting some of your questions answered and finding out some of the things that, you know, the stands that you need to take so that you can then take those answers and apply them in different conversations that you're having. And finally, let me say something about the financial support thing. As you know, there are just so many different kinds of ministries and different opportunities where we can go. And a few years ago, we as a church had to get pretty specific as to what we're going to be able to be involved in. And we are not right now able to take this ministry on as far as part of our budget and ongoing ministry. But I would certainly encourage any of you that have a real heart for something like this, I would encourage you to get involved and participate and partner with them financially if that's a possibility. The Lord Lord will lay it upon your heart. And if the Lord lays it upon your heart, then I really would encourage your doing that. I don't know that there's anything more that I can say about that, but just as the Lord lays it on your heart, then certainly that could be a blessing as well. We have an awful lot of youth that are here tonight, and an awful lot of them that use the internet, and I hope that you guys will take advantage of this and get the word out and use this resource. Shay, I really appreciate you being here tonight. It's been a good night for us to just consider the ministry, the Word of God itself, and those that are trying to minister to the Word in so many different avenues where it can become fruitful and helpful. Is there anything else that anyone was wondering or questioning or any information that you want either about the Gideons or about the Hoodmans? Anyone? Anything? Let's stand together and close with a word of prayer. And again, thank you for being here tonight. Youth, thank you for your ministry to us tonight. That's been a tremendous blessing. And I'm going to close with prayer and we'll be dismissed. At the back, you have the Hoodmans. They're there to hand out some information and to be, greet you and to meet you. And then the Gideons will also be there. And the love offering that is in the baskets tonight will be for the Gideons. But if you would like to give something to the Hoodmans, you can take those envelopes and you can designate something to them. All right? Let's see, who is one of our technical internet kind of people that I can ask to close us in a word of prayer? Mike Bonebright, you are an internet kind of person, and you can close us in prayer, please.